This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I can't figure out if we're an hour late or an hour early today. Are we on time? Are we on? Is this thing on? Daylight,
I think
something
so.
Or other, right?
And we're not an hour late or an hour early or any of that stuff. We're right on time.
Just depends on who switched the clocks, I guess, forward, spring ahead. Good morning, everybody, on the West Coast. Good afternoon on the East Coast. If you don't know what time it is, it's because somebody screwed with your clock last night while you were sleeping. Why did they do this? It doesn't save anything. It's just get up earlier if you want more daylight. Get up earlier. All right, they forced us all to do that. Anyway, here we go. Robert Scott Bell on the air. We're probably going to have to deal with all kinds of ailments and maladies. They always say that car accidents are up the day after daylight savings kicks in, or it's daylight saving time, but nobody's saving anything, not even candle wax, according to Benjamin Franklin. But here we go. We will endeavor to do our level best to bring broadcast health and healing to you for the next 2 hours here on our syndicated radio show via Genesis Communications Network, GCN, and syndicated radio stations around the country and all over the world streaming live. If you go to robertscottbell.com, press play. And if you're not sure how to do that, ask a friend who's a millennial. They'll probably figure it out faster than us old people. So
we try and make it as easy and accessible to everybody.
Right.
As much as we can.
I know we do. Although somebody was upset. They wrote in a letter like a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know. We try to keep up with all of the questions of the day coming in at robertscottbell.com. And then I just saw, you know, was it yesterday? I'm very mad at you. How dare you? You didn't answer. You deleted my question, and I didn't get it. And it was, a serious thing. I sent it to you, Super Don. I said, what happened? Did we miss this? I don't remember, because I can't remember that you have a theme song for farming 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, I got it, and I responded back to him, and I let him know that we featured the question, read it, answered it on the air the following day. And so, listen, when people are going through issues like this person, I think it was his father or his grandfather,
needing a doctor, I think, in South Florida. I remember.
Yeah,
this now,
serious people are emotional. They want help. And we do the best we can, and we did take care of it. So I think we got everything cleared up on that.
Maybe we should put a special note, and we'll talk to Captain Morgan about this, that when you, put a question right on the website for us to answer, that we actually do have a radio show where we answer them. Right? It's like,
yes.
You didn't write me back personally. I'm like, I'm sorry. Sometimes I do, but there's a lot we can't keep up with all. But the show is there for that reason. And occasionally we'll even answer it in a YouTube or on Facebook Live or something like that. So, folks, if you submit a question to the website, sometimes, in fact, more often than not, we'll answer it on the air live for everybody to hear. And if you don't want your name said, that's fine. Just say so. But the questions you ask they're helpful to everybody. So many people, if you have that question, many, many thousands of other people around the world probably have a similar circumstance or question that they want covered. So that's why we do it that way. And we do have questions of the day to cover. And speaking of South Florida, 1 week from today will be the 19th of March for those listening live. And I will be broadcasting live from Simply Natural Health Food Store and Organic Restaurant with my good buddy Richard Pearl. And then following our broadcast, we'll be doing a live lecture. So those of you who would want to connect, if you're in the Miami-Dade or Fort Lauderdale, Broward, or I guess even West Palm, Palm Beach County, you can come on down to Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Simply Natural next week. So there's actually an invitation. I think I made it through the Facebook thing where you make invites, right, events?
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, so we'll blast that out again if you don't mind. And, of course, it's also in the show notes. Cap Morgan's working on that, robertscottbell.com. As if we needed another reason, we lead off today officially with a story about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. That is the CDC. And they're in Atlanta off of Clifton Road, associated with Emory University, my alma mater. And, my gosh, we needed another reason not to trust the CDC. John Rappaport has written a great article on No More Fake News, and we also have it up at robertscottbell.com. Goes through an interview that he did a little bit ago with Cheryl Atkinson. She was from CBS, mainstream news reporter and investigative journalist, uncovering uncomfortable things within her duties as an investigative journalist. And remember, over the last couple of years, I think it's almost been 2 years now, time is really flying, Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe was released. Originally, De Niro's film festival in Tribeca, and then censored, and of course it went exploded almost worldwide, except the mainstream media continues to lie about it or not cover it at all, that there's a whistleblower at the CDC that said, you know what, we trashed data, we hid data, we just deleted data that linked the MMR vaccine to autism in children, especially young African-American males, but everybody was at risk. And that alone should say, you know what, we need to look at this CDC. How trustworthy are they if there are senior research scientists coming out and going, hey, we lied to you, right? But it's a suppression of data. When they cover the movie, they say, oh, it's about Andrew Wakefield, the guy that was discredited and delicensed and lost his name. You know, it's you want to talk about fake news? That's mainstream media. Cheryl Atkinson doesn't do fake news, and she actually had to leave CBS because she was so disgusted with what the mainstream media would not allow her to do. So back in 2010, she was working on, or 2009 actually, she was working on the swine flu epidemic. Remember the CDC, every year they hype the flu. Get your flu shot, even though it's not yours, get it anyway, because you're all going to die. Now the swine flu was supposed to be the big one, right? This is what came back in 1975, 76, around the time of Gerald Ford, before we had Jimmy Carter come into commission. But it was a claim that the swine flu was going to kill us all, and it turned out the swine flu shot killed more people than swine flu. Guillain-Barré, other problems, which should have been a clue way back when, but it only meant double down, and let's see if we can lie to the American people and make them think they need the flu shot even more. So this happened in 2009, 2010, the swine flu re-debacle, if you will, where she was basically investigating the CDC. How are you tracking these numbers of swine flu cases? Well, we analyze the blood and we determine if there's, you know, the swine flu virus, a particular strain in there, except when they don't. It turns out as the swine flu season continued, she found out the CDC just stopped analyzing blood from anyone, from anywhere it was submitted. They just stopped looking. Doctors were submitting, here's a case, maybe swine flu, check out the blood, tell us if this is going on. And they stopped. Why? Because they found out that there were no cases of swine flu happening in any of the blood samples that were being sent to them, so they just stopped counting. And then they just made up whatever they wanted you to hear. Why did they stop? It wasn't there. And then when she pointed out that they stopped covering it, CBS said, you better stop reporting on this. Just stop reporting on it. And she's like, what? This is a big story. The CDC stopped counting cases of swine flu because they can't find it. There was no swine flu epidemic. So then the CDC says, wait a second. No, we estimate now that between 14 million and 34 million U.S. residents, we're guessing, our best guess is 22 million, came down with H1N1 swine flu by October 17, 2009. 22 million cases. Based on what? Nothing. No lab tests. No blood tests.
Robert, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they also come out, this may not have been the swine flu, but they came out again, it was years later after the fact, they came out with this number, this statistic about the number of people that had died Was that the swine flu? And I remember we were on the show and we were looking at each other like,
yeah,
you know, if that many hundreds of thousands of people died, where did they all go?
Where are the body bags, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the kind of stuff, and this is the point of this, Super Don. For those of you still believing the mainstream media and their lies, the fake news that they are, you've got to look into something like the CDC and go, what is their reason for being? To lie for Big Pharma? To promote a vaccine agenda? Hell yeah, that's what they're there for now. Except for the toxicologists in the basement that they never let come up and see the light of day. And then we go to Merck. Merck and the mumps vaccine, right? Part of the MMR, measles, mumps vaccine. Remember, the whistleblower said the MMR was causing autism. We trashed the data right from the CDC. Still, no congressional hearings. They haven't subpoenaed William Thompson to testify, despite William Posey, congressman from the Space Coast, have read it into the congressional record twice. We had Reverend Brother Tony Muhammad on from Nation of Islam, along with Ty Bollinger talking about this, RFK Jr. talking about this. These Congress critters, they know what's going on, and they refuse to call them in. What is it about the MMR, besides the measles? How about the mumps? Did you know that the mumps is a scam? The mumps vaccine is an absolute scam. Merck has been sued based on whistleblowers that came forward and said, you know what? They faked the data on efficacy of the mumps part of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. They were not producing adequate antibodies to guarantee their monopoly of being the only and exclusive provider of the MMR shot. So what did they do? They spiked the results with rabbit's blood, rabbit antibodies for mumps. And they said, see, we're 95% effective. Give us our license. No one else should be allowed to produce this. Merck, we will profit. And guess what? Along that line, remember the Chicken Little Gerberdink? CDC's Julie Gerberding, who went from CDC to head up Merck's $5 billion vaccine division. Yep, no smoking gun there, no revolving door there. And indeed, the MMR vaccine, we've got mumps on the rise again, not because of non-vaccinating, non-compliant parents who are, you know, railing on, or let's say riding or coasting on John Stewart's belief that you're wealthy, you're elite, and you're in Marin County, so you don't have to vaccinate. No, the MMR vaccine doesn't work to begin with. It's a scam. And it's been called out, yet very little coverage in the mainstream media. And then we go to Trump's pick for the FDA, to head the FDA. His choice, apparently Scott Gottlieb, no stranger to the FDA, served as deputy commissioner under then-President George W. Bush when he was in his 30s. Snot-nosed kid. He's going to be running the FDA with so many conflicts of interest, GSK and the like. Will he? Of course, he's going to be anti-regulation. That's fine. I don't mind that. You want to bring more drugs out? That's fine. But the question is, will he be running cover for Big Pharma to snuff out competition to Big Pharma? Where would it come from? Dietary supplements, homeopathic medicines, herbal healers of all kinds. We're going to see where this goes. Very interesting. Trump says he's anti-regulation, but is he also pro-natural healing? That's a big question. All right, arthritis. 1 in 4 adults after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun. Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Health, freedom, and healing liberty like nowhere else in the broadcast media. Welcome, my friends. Robert Scott Bell on the air. Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Andy on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. We've got some questions of the day coming up on cataracts, and I think there's some cannabis updates. We got some raw milk, raw milk warnings coming up as well. We don't do those often enough, apparently, according to the CDC, probably. And some scams about the Zika virus. They're going to expand out what it causes, and we're going to call you-know-what on that. 866-939-BELL. Super Don, have you ever suffered from arthritis or gout?
I have not.
Or no skeletal inflammation issues?
No.
Not even when you were like a musclehead bodybuilding kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't associate that with arthritis. But, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, if you're really exerting yourself, you can get some things. I mean, I have had some shoulder problems. I think it might be some kind of a rotator cuff thing that pops up every once in a while.
Yes.
But other than that, I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, when I was a competitive swimmer all those years ago, I'd had some shoulder issues, definitely. And I do remember a time, and I've got to go back in time and understand it, because I was diagnosed with bursitis at one point. And, going way, way back when I was still a kid, I was diagnosed with tendinitis in my knees, right? And I've talked about this. I was basically on crutches, like braces for a while in upper elementary school at that point. And I had fallen down from the monkey bars, hit my knee, and it swelled up, never got better. And so they were going to, you know, drain my knee, and then they threatened surgery. And that's when I took up swimming. And then I saw my Aunt Ruthie from England, the faith healer, who I've talked about. And she came over from England years ago when I was a kid for like the Christmas holidays. For a couple of weeks straight, she did her faith healing stuff on my knees, and they got better. That was like one of my first introductions to energy medicine, if you will. But we've got one in four adults, according to the CDC, which, you know, how do we know to believe them at all, ever? And they say that 25% of us are, in America in particular, are disabled by arthritis, hobbled and disabled by arthritis. The question is, do they know what causes it? Because all they're doing to recommend you out of it is exercise, not opioids. Right, okay, that's an easy thing to recommend. I mean, who got paid a zillion dollars of taxpayer funds to tell you that? But the question is, do you really know what arthritis is? Bottom line, in an ideal, pristine environment where we're not dealing with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all those pro-inflammatory synthetic toxins, it's an accumulation of metabolic wastes, particularly in the joints, the bursa, the muscles, the tendons, and the cartilage, the bones. And the one particular one that used to be the primary cause of these arthritic inflammations was uric acid. Uric acid is a byproduct of protein, particularly animal protein digestion. If you're eating too much for your needs, for your body's needs, it bioaccumulates because your liver is not able to transform the uric acid into a waste that the body can deal with. What can it, you know, what can it do if it doesn't do it? Of course, it can, well, tuck it away, try to hide. Where's it going to circulate? It's going to be in the system. And certain body types, according to this, maybe 25% of us, ends up in the skeletal system. This uric acid inflaming the joints, causing pain, stiffness, immobility. And, of course, they'll give you a non-steroidal or steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And if the pain gets worse, then maybe a COX-2 inhibiting drug. Remember Vioxx? How it can kill you. And even beyond that, if the pain is so bad, opioids, which the CDC is actually recommending against. Maybe they'll say, hey, take a flu shot for it. I know, they're ridiculous. So what do we do here on the Robert Scadbell Show? We can take homeopathic remedies like Rus Toxicodendron, Ruta, benzoicum acetum, which is benzoic acid in a homeopathic form. You can even take uric acid in a homeopathic form. But really, bottom line it for me, Robert. Okay, I will. I'm glad you asked or told me. Your liver is the key. Transformation of waste into excretable forms via the colon and the kidneys. In the case of uric acid, it's transformed in the liver to the salt of the acid, the sodium urate, to the urine. Urine, you know, you pee it out. You enhance the liver function, then the kidneys can handle it. If the liver is congested, it can't handle it. Even small amounts of animal protein, which you might normally be able to handle, will be unhandleable because you metabolically can't transform it and excrete it. Here you go. How about that? Rocket Science 101, Super Don. Did we figure it out?
Wow.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes, you nailed it.
Detox your liver. Coffee enema, Super Don. Get your coffee enema holster ready.
Oh, yeah. I'll get right on that. Yep.
Drink. Okay. For you, Super D, drink copious amounts of Echo Water. Get the molecular hydrogen in you to get it out of you because it will combine with the hydroxyl radicals, which are also very pro-inflammatory anywhere in the body. All right. Detox your liver? Yeah, and the rest of your body will follow. Folks, we got a lot more healing and questions of the day coming up.
The Robert Scadbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scadbell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scadbell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scadbell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show, you might not know how to reverse arthritis. So, hey, tell your friends. Go to RobertScottBell.com. There are links through on the archive page there to SoundCloud. Also right here on GCN, they archive them pretty darn quick. That's PDQ. Is that one of those things we knew before millennials started shortening everything? We had a PDQ. I remember that from childhood, right? That's not new.
No, I don't think so.
That was not new. All right, so just like when Captain Morgan on Fridays, we do Freshman Fridays with her. She's our millennial assistant producer, and she's like the face of social media for us. She just gives us all kinds of crap because we don't know half the things she's talking about when she shortens words. I have to ask. I have to go to the Urban Dictionary or something to figure it out. So I know some stuff, but I don't know all of that. But anyway, all right. So arthritis, we took care of that. If you have questions about that, you can submit your questions over at robertscottbell.com or call us on the phones right now, 866-939-2355. 866-939-2355. And that's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We are on the air. And sometimes bonus time, we do videos through Facebook Live, our YouTube channel, RSBell Media channel on YouTube, and Periscope. You can follow me on Twitter at RSBell Media. With that, having said that, we love to go to the website and find, oh my gosh, it's like opening a present, you know, on Christmas morning or for our Jewish friends, right? Hanukkah mornings or evenings, whenever you open them. Oh, look, another present. Really, when you ask a question or put in a comment, it's like a present for us. We really love it. And, you know, that gives us an opportunity to play one of the old standbys in terms of theme songs here, thanks to Super Don.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question of the day comes from Heather. Heather says she has had cataract surgery, August and September, in both of her eyes. And she's wondering if she could use the colloidal silver as eye drops. We talk about the bioactive silver hydrosol we use. I like the sovereign silver. Instead, she wanted, instead of using the drugs, the pharmaceutical stuff, because sometimes her eyes get itchy and they need to be moistened. She says, we use colloidal silver for just about everything, but because the lens are man-made, I'm not so sure. Thank you, Heather. Well, no, it's a good question to ask. It really is. And I want to talk about the use of the colloidal silver, in this case, the bioactive silver hydrosol in the eye. Right? I've done this for many years. Once I figured out you could do it, my wife wears contact lenses. She does it. My son does too. He does it. No problem. Now, we're not dealing in these cases with a cataract lens that is placed there artificially in surgery for the specific purposes that they're used for. But it's a living system. We are utilizing micrograms, almost homeopathic dosages, one part per, what, 10 million, is it? Yeah, and 10 ppm. So it's very little, and the particles are very, or ions, if you will, and or the nanoparticle clusters are very, a minute part of the total water content, but they're very active at that level. And in a living system, they're utilized, processed, excreted readily. So the question is, though, do we use them in a case of a cataract lens? Superdon, did you figure out what they put on, what kind of lens are they? Are they made of, like, kryptonite or organite or, you know, what kind of bionic lenses are they doing nowadays? There are so many advancements in surgeries, right?
That would be quite a lens, kryptonite, man. God, that would hurt.
No.
Being a contact lens wearer, I would not approve of the kryptonite lens. But they're made out of a bunch of plastic materials. I just dropped it in there for you. You got,
I see it. Polymethyl methacrylate, PMMA, right?
Yes.
Silicone, hydrophobic acrylate, hydrophilic acrylate, and Collamer, whatever this is. Now, I have not conducted a study to say this is what happens when you use colloidal silver in your eyes if you have these, you know, artificial lenses after doing this cataract surgery. But I also know that many of my listeners here, many of our listeners, and many people I've talked to over the years who've had the surgery do drop or spray the silver hydrosol in their eyes with no negative impact. So what am I to say here? You know, if I look at here, oh, let me give you an example. Colloidal silver that's packaged in glass. Over time, due to the sulfur content of the glass, the silver will plate out onto that glass. It's not going to pull the sulfur in. The silver will be drawn out. So if you have a colloidal silver in a glass bottle over many, 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 many years, if it starts out at 10 ppm, it might go to 9 or 8 over those years because it's plating out. But if you put it in plastic, there tends to be some interaction a little bit more, I could say, leaching into the liquid, right? I've seen it. I've analyzed it under electron microscopy. So it doesn't necessarily affect the plastic as much as it pulls some of these things out of it. Again, I've not heard anybody complain about it over the time that they're using it. It's in a living system. It's not sitting on there permanently, not moving in a static situation. So I'm giving a long-winded answer to say I don't have a definitive answer for you, but I know many people who do use it. Now, there's another option as well, homeopathic medicine. There are homeopathic remedies for the eyes you can take orally, and there are some, like by Similasan out of Switzerland, that have for the eyes. They're eye drops, homeopathic eye drops. And so you can always utilize that instead of the synthetic toxic pharmaceutical drug options that they throw at you, whether it be steroidal or otherwise. But it's a great question, and if, you know, if I'm utilizing it, let's say if this ever happened to me, I would not hesitate. But I can't definitively say that for you, that there wouldn't be a problem. But what would that problem be? Well, nano clusters, ions, binding on to the lens, but they're so small and minute, as if to be infinitesimally small, that you can't see them. They wouldn't even reflect light that your eyes could detect. So, again, I leave that out there as a finished question answered, or a finished answer. But it's out there to float for anybody else that wants to chime in on that. Love to hear from you. Any optometrists and ophthalmologists out there? Maybe we can get Dr. Rand Paul to comment on that. Would that be cool?
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, definitely, because he's not busy at all on trying to replace Obamacare with something a little bit more legitimate than the establishment Republicans are trying to do. All right, so let's move from the question of the day to another theme, and this relates to one of our favorite substances on the planet, a plant that God created. Yes, you know what it is. All right, our cannabis update, believe it or not, goes to New Jersey today. Why? Is Chris Christie puffing it down like the dragon that he is? No, it's not that. It's a judge in New Jersey ruling that a man's insurance company must pay for the cost of his medical cannabis treatment. Yeah, I know. It's shocking. How dare the insurance companies cover cannabis? Of course, they don't want to. But a judge said, yeah, you have to. It's a medical treatment, according even in New Jersey, of all places. So it's a legitimate treatment. This guy enrolled, Andrew Watson, enrolled in 2014, and he got benefit because he was suffering from chronic neuropathic pain in his left hand. And it worked. He was not having to take as many or at all the opioids. And so you think about the benefit there to the insurance company. Imagine how much it would cost to cover addiction treatment. Tens of thousands of dollars, right? Much less other complications associated with opioid use. And the insurance company said, we don't want to pay. Well, turns out, judge is saying, yeah, you better. But I'm not so certain this is a good thing. I know people are going to be really mad at me, Super Don. And it's not because I don't approve and support the use of cannabis in this and for many other treatments, if you will. It's not that. It's just that once something gets mucked up and added to the insurance rolls, the third-party payers, and the regulatory state, they'll screw it up. They'll screw it up royally, and they will limit its use rather than open it wide for anybody to use. In fact, what I would argue here for, and again, I'm glad that they've ordered the insurance company to pay in this case. Don't get me wrong. So it's like, I don't want you to mishear me. But why can't, in New Jersey and every other state of the union, this guy or others grow their own and make it into a tincture, make it into a brownie, make it into something that they smoke, so that it's completely out of the purview of the insurance industry? It won't have to be paid for. And you can make it by growing it yourself for pennies on the insurance dollar. Imagine that. Making your own medicine. We can't have that. That would open up the floodgates for all kinds of crazy stuff. People might actually use the herbs in their garden. Right? By the way, one of the things I found out, growing wild in my backyard, plantain. Brilliant substance for so many maladies and ailments. Yes, you too can grow your own medicine in your backyard. But of course, that takes the federal government, and in many cases the state government, out of your medicine cabinet. Anybody for freedom? Certainly not our liberal left Looney Tunes who are complaining that there might be a reduction in coverage under any Obamacare 2.0, which is really barely the case. And then our neocon loonies who also believe that you don't have the capacity, capability, or right to care for yourself or grow your own medicine at home. The anti-cannabis fanatics of the religious right. You got a problem with cannabis? Talk to God. That's where it comes from, ultimately. Yes, we can grow it. We can cultivate it. You can use it for 25,001 plus and counting uses. Only one of them is smoking it to get high for those that want to use it recreationally. But quite honestly, if you think about it, those are medicinal uses as well, because there's probably a reason they want to smoke it to feel different. Maybe they're a little depressed, a little anxious about the day. And instead of taking an anti-anxiolytic medicine that could cause them to shoot up a school, they go, hey, you know, smoke a doobie. That's what's happening. But the government doesn't want you. The people in the government, the authoritarians, they don't want you to have access to your own medicine made in your own home, grown in your own backyard. Now, this is not me advocating for crystal meth houses on every street corner. Those are synthetic-derived coal tar explosive materials that are dangerous in any neighborhood. Demonstrably so. But to grow a plant in your backyard, in your side yard, in your windowsill, no harm, no foul, only health, healing, and empowerment. That's why I'm concerned about insurance covering cannabis and homeopathy and any natural medicine, including chiropractic medicine, because you should be able to contract with your own chiropractor or natural healer to pay them. And you find out when you do, those costs come way, way down without third-party payers and government mandates involved. All right, you got questions about that? You want to take me to task for it? Call me now, 866-939-BELL, or leave me a message at robertscottbell.com, and we'll cross the ocean next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we do have some fake news next hour about Zika. The mainstream media is going to report it like it's real news, but I'll show you how fake and phony and how dunderheaded most doctors are if they believe the lies coming out of the CDC or other agencies, global or otherwise, promoting your public health. Which, if you understand what they're really doing, they're causing your health, your individual health, to be corrupted. Not only your mind, but your body. Don't let them do it, because spirit is next, if they can go after you that way. But we're here to protect you, or help you actually protect yourself. Robert Scott Bell, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to robertscottbell.com. Glad y'all are here. Now, working out. That was like the CDC. If you don't want arthritis, move, work out. Okay, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing, but if you're crippled with arthritis, it might be a little bit tough to move, so that's why we talked about some of the remedies to clean out your liver, to help you to be able to move. And that includes having a bowel movement. Got to say it. Now, somebody's taken exercise to a whole new ridiculous level. Crossing the ocean. Right? Crossing the ocean, not by car, obviously. Not even by airplane. Only sort of by boat, but not an ocean liner. But on a paddleboard.
That is crazy.
I've
never been on a paddleboard before, but after looking at it, I recognized.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this. The ones that I've seen were more like surfboards.
Yes.
Than anything else.
Basically,
and that's what I thought. But this thing literally looks like the nose cone of the space shuttle when I'm looking at it.
Right. It's got an open area where you're standing on it like it's a paddleboard. It's got a little bit extra. It looks like he's got some solar panels for electricity production. Maybe it's to purify water, because this guy set out last December the 6th from Morocco and started across the Atlantic Ocean on a paddleboard, no motorboat. A paddleboard, and landed in English Harbor, Antigua, on March 9th. So from December 6th to March 9th, he paddled across the Atlantic Ocean.
That's
you
incredible.
Talk about a ridiculous. I mean, that's an extreme athlete if there ever was one. And I'm thinking, arnica, anybody? A little bit of arnica for the muscles? But, man, this guy's got to have biceps and forearms as big as most people's legs. I don't see a real close-up picture of this guy. Chris Burdish? Pretty impressive. The custom-made paddleboard is 1,360 pounds, 20 feet long. And it has a tiny cabin, so he could probably go in at night or something. But, wow, 93 days paddling across the Atlantic Ocean. What humans can do? I mean, is there a limit, I guess? I don't know. Probably couldn't paddle to the moon. We'll say that right out front. I'll just say I will predict he will not be able to paddle to the moon.
And the thing that impresses me on this is it's not like it's like this still water lake where you're just, or, you know, or something mm-hmm. like, I mean, we're talking about the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So I know people have tried to cross the Atlantic in different ways. You know, and they've had to call it off because you have storms that come through. You know, there's just no way, you know, that you can make it across, let alone on a paddleboard. So he must have had some good weather, or at least decent enough weather that he was able to get across. But it's definitely going to go into the record books. That's just an amazing feat.
Something extraordinary, really, very impressive. And I think about the core workout. If you've ever been on a paddleboard, I mean, just on a regular one. My gosh, the core workout, because you've got to balance yourself on this thing. In addition to being able to paddle on the left, paddle on the right, it's not just arms, right? It's abs, it's core, it's legs, calves, engaging the entire body. Again, I know people do yoga on these things. It's crazy, but just trying to stand up and paddleboard to do it across the Atlantic Ocean. Good Lord, I'm tired.
And
I need some arnica thinking about it.
If you want to get maybe a little bit of insight into how and why this guy did this, apparently this is not the first big thing that he has done. Apparently he surfed some of the biggest waves ever recorded in the world. He set the world record for open ocean 12-hour nonstop something. I don't know. But, I mean, this guy's one of those extreme sports types of guys, so good on him.
Yeah, way to go, way to go. This guy's from South Africa as well. Pretty tough guy. Listen, if you think you're a tough guy, call us. Tough gal, call us. If you're a gentle guy, call us. You can do that. 866-939-BELL. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the you can check out the notes, including the upcoming event. Hosting with Simply Natural in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida next week this time, the 19th of March. Hope to see you there. All right, scams about Zika, more expansive lies from doctors on that. We'll get cleared of them after this. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent.
The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.